Are HVAC lead gen platforms worth it? The CAC math in plain terms. How to decide whether a lead gen platform actually makes you money. The customer acquisition cost math in plain terms, with simple worked example numbers, so you judge each platform on cost per acquired job versus gross profit instead of on gut feel. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base. What it is. A lead gen platform sells you the homeowner's phone call. You pay per lead, per booked appointment, or a monthly subscription. And the platform feeds you people who clicked I need my AC fixed. The pitch is always the same. More calls, full calendar, grow your business. Sometimes that's true. Sometimes you're paying $1.75 a lead for tire kickers who also called four other shops, and you're lighting money on fire, while feeling busy. The only way to know which one you've got is the math. Customer acquisition cost, or CAC. In plain field terms, why it matters. It feels like it's working is how shops talk themselves into unprofitable marketing for years. The phone rings, so it must be good, right? But a ringing phone that costs you more per job than the job earns is worse than a quiet one. You're paying to lose money at volume. CAC math turns the gut feeling into a number. Once you can calculate cost per acquired job and stack it against gross profit per job, the decision makes itself, platform by platform. The four numbers you need. Everything comes down to four inputs. Track these and the rest is arithmetic. Cost per lead CPL. What you pay the platform for one lead, all in. If it's a $600/month subscription that delivers 40 leads, your CPL is $15. If it's pay per lead, it's whatever they charge per lead. Roll the monthly fee in either way. Close rate. Of the leads you get from this platform, what fraction turn into a paid job? Not your overall close rate. This platform's shared. Low intent leads close worse than your referrals, and that difference is the whole story. Average ticket, the average revenue of a job you win from the source. Gross profit margin, the share of that ticket left after the direct cost of doing the job, the part, the labor, the fuel. This is the money the job actually contributes, not revenue, not net profit. The math a worked example. Let's run real feeling round numbers. Say a platform charges you a flat $25 per lead. Step 1, cost per acquired job. Leads aren't jobs. Most don't close. If your close rate on this platform's leads is 20%, 1 in 5, then it takes 5 leads to land one job. So this platform's real cost to put one paying job on your books is $125. That's your CAC for the source. The $25 sticker price was never the real number. The 4 leads that didn't close still cost you. Step 2. Gross profit per job. Say the average ticket from these leads is $450. And your gross margin on that work is 50% after the part, labor, and fuel that the job directly consumed. Step 3. The verdict. Compare. You spend $125 to make $225 of gross profit, netting $100 per job toward overhead and profit. That platform is a keeper. It's roughly a 1.8x return on gross profit, and you'd want to feed it more. Now change one number and watch it flip. Same platform, but these leads are shared and low intent. So your close rate is only 8%. Identical lead price. Identical ticket. The only thing that changed was close rate. And now you lose $87.50 on every single job you win. Same busy phone. Opposite outcome. That's why CPL alone tells you nothing. Close rate and ticket size are what decide it. How to decide per platform. Don't judge lead gen as one thing. Judge each platform separately, because they perform completely differently. Platform A's leads might close at 25% on a $500 ticket and crush it. Platform B's might close at 6% on a $200 diagnostic and bleed you. Run the three-step math on each source's own numbers, and set a CSE ceiling. Cost per acquired job should stay comfortably under gross profit per job, with room left over. If a source's CSE creeps toward where contribution hits zero, is dead weight. Two adjustments. Credit lifetime value only when it's real. A customer who becomes an agreement holder or repeat caller justifies a higher first job CAC, but most low-intent lead gen is one and done, so don't bank on stickiness you won't get. And account for the shared lead haircut. If 5 shops get the same lead, your effective close rate craters and CAC balloons. The cheap lead sold 5 times over is often the expensive one. How to track it? You can't manage what you don't measure, and most shops measure none of this. Keep it simple. Tag every lead with its source when the call comes in without that. Your numbers are blended mush. Track lead to book to close to ticket per source in a spreadsheet, and compute CAC spend divided by jobs won and contribution gross profit spend monthly. Green sources get fed, red sources get cut, but watch the trend. Not 1 month. A single slow month isn't a verdict. 3 months of negative contribution is. the headaches and how to handle them. Shared leads and the race to answer. Many platforms sell the same lead to several contractors, so speed to answer becomes everything and your close rate suffers no matter how good you are. Factor that lower close rate into your CAC and don't pay premium prices for non-exclusive leads. Junk and unqualified leads. Wrong numbers. Renters who can't authorize work. People price shopping $1.39 tune-up. All drag close rate down and CAC up. If a platform's junk rate is high, your real CPL is far above the sticker. Some platforms credit bad leads if you report them promptly. Use that, but no, it only trims the waste. It doesn't fix a fundamentally low close rate. Tips and gotchas. The sticker price per lead is a trap. Cost per acquired job is the only number that matters. A $1.15 lead at a 5% close rate costs $300 a job. A $1.40 lead at a 30% close rate costs $133. The cheaper lead is the expensive one. Close rate is the lever that decides everything, and it's mostly your speed, your phone skills, and the intent quality of the leads, so two shops on the identical platform get opposite results. A busy phone is not the goal, profitable jobs are. Bottom line, a lead gen platform is worth it only when your cost per acquired job comes in comfortably below your gross profit per job, and you can't know that without the math. Track 4 numbers per platform: cost per lead, close rate, average ticket, gross margin. Turn them into cost per acquired job and contribution, and judge each source on its own. Feed the green ones, cut the red ones. Same lead price, a 12-point swing in close rate, and a profit machine becomes a money pit. So measure it, don't feel it.